This is the voice of One Witness Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Chip Brim, or Billy's Boy. And today you'll be hearing a part of a classic message that my mom taught called The Power in the Blood of Jesus. Let me tell you something. I grew up in this. I witnessed it. It changed our family's life. It changed ministries' lives. Many people. So do not miss this in-depth study of Bible principles on the power in the blood and how to practically apply it in these glorious, though perilous, last days. So grab your Bible and enjoy today's message.
The last time that we'd had an attack in our family like this was in the early 80s. My lightning flash best mind, like Brother Cap said, put it together. It's when the glory was coming. I have heard of brethren who love each other, who preach the same gospel for 25 years, falling out. I said, God, what is it? What is this? So he said, he has a way to put you in your place, doesn't he? He said, what days are these, the last days? Do you preach about, I preach about it all the time, Lord. That's what I always preach. Because the bottom line of all my preaching is, Jesus is coming soon. He said, all right, what did I tell you the devil would do in the last days? Everything's in the Word, folks, everything. He'll always take you to the Word. So I went over to the book of Revelation. Turn there with me. Hallelujah. I'm glad you're Word people because we have about 300 scriptures this morning. No, I lied. If the glory gets big, I don't want it to. Revelation chapter 13. Is that right? No, 12. 12. Was that you helping me, Martha? Revelation chapter 12. Ruby, maybe. Revelation chapter 12 and verse 12. We'll take the end of the verse. For the devil is come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knows that he has but a short time. And this word in the Greek, kairos, means a fixed, set time. The devil has only a certain time. I'm glad that I'm in a place where I don't have to preach all of this, that you know it, I can just quickly refer to it. That when Adam was given dominion on the earth, he turned and gave the dominion to the devil. God had worked on the earth in, earth is billions of years old, but man as we know him, Adam, has only been here 6,000 years. Now God worked in the restoration of earth for 6 days. The Bible says that God sees a day as 1,000 years and 1,000 years as a day. So God worked 6 days. He turned to Adam and he said, I'm going to see what you can do now with it. You take a work week at it. And he gave Adam a work week, a dominion on earth, an earth week. Adam took that authority, that dominion that God gave him, and handed it to the devil. Now, that's called Adam's lease on the earth. He had a 6-day lease, about a 6,000-year lease. That lease he handed to Satan. That lease has a, you know when your lease is up on your apartment, don't you? Or your house? Or your car? There's a date, a fixed time when Adam's lease is up. God never moves illegally. This is a book of the law. These are God's laws that he works in. He never works outside the law. Satan usurps and comes in outside the law, but God works legally and lawfully. He handed that lease over to Adam. Adam sublet it to the devil. But there's a day coming when the lease runs out. That's a fixed, appointed date. And that date, we're not going to have to put up with that devil 1 second longer than we have to. That date, he's out of here. I don't know what that date is. but the devil does. And he sees it's shortening. So he has great wrath as that day approaches. Then the Lord said to me, now, back up. So I backed up. Verse 10, the end of the verse says, you can tell about the devil by what he's called in the Bible. He's called the Lord of Flies. Isn't that a bad name? Lots of different things. Thief, robber, murderer. And here he's called in verse 10, the end of the verse, the accuser of our brethren. He is the accuser of our brethren. That's why you don't want to ever get on his side and begin accusing the brethren. Because when the Lord Jesus always intercedes, he's the advocate of the brethren. But the side of the devil is, he's the accuser of the brethren. So when you get over on accusing the brethren, you're on his side. The accuser of the brethren, he's called here, which accused them before our God day and night. He never rests. Jim Caseman says he is a good devil. He didn't go to sleep on the job. The accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night, but they overcame him. Overcame. Not one thought of once losing. They overcame him. It is the will of God that we overcome him every time. How did they overcome him? They overcame him by, number one, not number two, not number three, not number 10. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they love not their own lives, and you can include in this their self-lives, to the death. Hallelujah. The Lord said to me, what did I tell you to do about him? I told you to overcome him by the blood. The number one weapon, the number one offense, the number one defense, the basis of our salvation is the blood of Jesus Christ. And in overcoming him, I have found in the study that the Lord has led me on through since that time, when you make much of the blood makes much of you. I found that during the years, at the very time, 1904 through 1908, when Pentecost was coming great upon this scene, right along with Pentecost came a revelation. This is the last generations coming up, the last century, and Jesus is coming, and another revelation, make much of the blood. And through the years in church history, I've studied that when they talked about the blood, when they sang about the blood, when they made much of the blood, the glory came and the church arose. When they put down the blood, forgot about the blood, I can remember when there was a major denomination that took every blood book song out of their song book. They said, we don't want our children to be frightened by the blood. And that's become one of the deadest denominations in the earth. I was told by Bill and Renee Morris that they were told in some places where they go sing, don't sing about Jesus coming. And they said, there was a move on. I don't want to say in what area, but not to sing about the blood. And he said, when they told me that, the Lord told me, you know Bill and Renee Morris, they're really good. He said, the Lord told me, I want you to put out an album. I'm going to give you some new songs about the blood, and I want you to include the old ones, and I want you to name the album Nothing But the Blood. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so the children are singing about the blood. They're talking about the blood. And when you go home, you're going to be talking about the blood. And the blood is connected to the glory. It is the blood that makes way. It made way for the high priest in the Old Testament. Only the high priest once a year could go unto God, but the Bible says, not without blood. And he put blood upon his ear, and blood upon his right thumb, and blood upon his toe, and he went into the manifested presence of God, the only person on earth that could go. But thank God Jesus went into the high place that is above with his own precious blood. And the Bible says the way to the holiest is made open for us by the blood. He was speaking of the high priest, Pastor Pearson, and that Jesus is there in that presence. And the Bible tells us, we'll get more about this later on in the week, that in that holy presence with that high priest, Jesus Christ, in the holy presence above, there is on that mercy seat the blood of sprinkling. And we're going to learn more about it this week. We're going to make much of the blood because the glory is coming. The blood of Jesus Christ will sanctify you unto that glory. You won't sizzle in the presence. Hallelujah, you'll be prepared. The Lord told me that he wanted me to begin to teach these things, and he wanted me to teach people how to plead the blood. You heard about that? Sounds strange to you? We're going to have a night on that for your protection. What it means. Is it old-fashioned? Is it not old-fashioned? And the Lord told me, he said, there's going to come persecution about this because the devil doesn't like it. And there's going to be people that will come against it. But he said, you just be brave and you just teach it anyway. And when I'm in the spirit, I'm just as bold as I can be. But in the natural, sometimes I'm a chicken. You know, you'd like people to, everybody just love what you preach. Everybody likes the glory. But there's something about the blood. Satan has to back off, and he so hates to. Bless the Lord. And so the Lord told me, he said, just be brave and teach it. Well, I was sharing a few of these things with Gloria, and Gloria said, come to our place and come quickly and teach it. So this is the first place I've been. And I want you to pray that we will do it right and that God will help us from heaven and that God will give us, though I've studied, though I've learned, though God has brought many things across my path, I believe he has some revelation he wants to give us that we have not even seen yet. And I believe that door is open and we're going to have it, but we'll have to ask him and believe it for him. He gives us what we ask for.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of One Witness today. This teaching is available in its entirety on CD or DVD by calling our offices at 1-800-972-3447. That's 1-800-972-3447. Or you can order on our website, www.billybrim.org. That's BilleyBrim.org. Thanks for listening, and this is Chip Brim saying, Shalom.